Intro.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Well, we have a new crew. 15-Minute Morning Show. What everyone else doesn't know, I told them that the 15-Minute Morning Show was canceled. Then I invited new people into the studio today.
Well, that's rude.
Hey!
It is rude. But really, the morning show is actually recording some stuff post-show. So, you have myself, Garrett, along with Diamond,
hi,
Allie, and Sam,
blah, 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 blah,
holding it down for your 15-Minute Morning Show today. So, first off, how's everybody feeling?
I'm sleepy.
Diamond,
do you want to know why?
All right, first, Diamond walks in this morning into the studio. Hi, good morning. And normally she's,
hey, good morning.
So I took it upon myself to become Diamond.
No, Garrett.
And then said, hey, Diamond.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
She wasn't feeling it today.
It didn't work out.
Don't talk to me.
It didn't work out.
What's wrong, Diamond? What's wrong? What could be wrong with you?
So,
by the way, I'm noticing that you have some diva tendencies.
Like what?
Like you just walked into the studio and just said, this chair is not fitting for my career.
Yeah, it was a little too low, you know? I keep myself high.
All right. All right. So why are you tired, Diamond?
Oh, my gosh. I thought there was...
Hold on. Let's play a game. Why is Diamond tired? So we're going to start with Sam. Sam, take a random guess.
If it's not sexual, I'm immediately disinterested.
Why is Diamond tired? All right. Sexual. Allie, why is Diamond tired?
She was out partying.
Out partying.
You guys have a lot of faith in me.
I'm going to go. She was feeling sick.
Feeling sick.
All right. Hold on. Diamond, why are you tired?
Okay, so let me tell you. Last night, I thought there was a mouse in my room.
No!
I thought.
Why?
And it, oh my gosh, because...
A mouse in the house?
In my room, not in the house. Like, I just cannot. I don't deal with rodents.
Why did you think that?
Okay, wait, well, that's a part of the story, so watch. So I'm like laying in bed trying to go to sleep, but I keep my TV on, and every once in a while I would hear... So I was like, oh... My gosh.
Do that again.
There's a mouse. And so, like, I was freaking out because, like, I'm not, like, mentally prepared for stuff like this or emotionally. Like, I can't. My nerves are too bad. So I'm, like, freaking out. I call my mom. I'm like, Ma, I don't know what I'm going to do. My mom's in the other room, by the way. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Wait, you called your mom on the phone?
Yes.
You just out-millennialed yourself.
I'm sorry.
That is the laziest thing
I was scared
heard
to get off my bed. I don't want to do that.
That's okay.
Do you think you're going to be eaten alive by a mouse?
You never know. And some rodents carry diseases.
Mice are really
don't
gross.
Have it. I'm scared. I don't do rodents at all. I don't even do squirrels, pigeons on the street. I don't do anything like that. So it freaks me out. So my mom is like, well, if you're not going to leave the room, Diamond, then put the phone down and I'll tell you if I hear something.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. I put the phone down and I like started dozing off and going back to sleep. And then I heard the noise. But you know what it was?
What?
I was watching a TV show and every time they came back from commercial.
Hold on, Andrew's here, everyone.
You loser for messing up my story.
Andrew, this is an important part of the plot.
Hit the on button.
Where's the on button?
Right here. It's the button that says on.
Oh, wow. Help us all.
Oh, hi, Diamond.
Okay. Good morning. Pop champagne.
All right. So, hey, we're telling a story why Diamond's tired.
What
Andrew,
was the TV?
Are you kidding me, Andrew? We're all signing Elvis's book. That's why you're here.
Yes.
This is not right.
So, this is for a friend.
So, Andrew, have you ever been so scared of something in your apartment that you called someone else in your own apartment to help you get through that said situation?
Yes.
See?
Yes.
See?
Diamond had a mouse in her room.
No, I thought.
She
Let's
thought.
Just be clear.
She thought. So she didn't see. She thought. She called her mom in the other room on her phone, and her mom walked her through it.
Wait, so what was the sound that you heard, Diamond?
It
That's where you left
the
us.
TV. So, like, every time the specific show would come back from a commercial break, it would, like... Yeah, it was, like, a part of the show where
what
they're
kind
telling
of TV
you...
TV do you own?
It was Total
Divas. It was a part
Divas.
Of the imaging.
If you watch that show on E!, it's, like, every time they come back from a commercial, they show the state in which the... WWE is for that week or whatever.
Okay.
And so the state like blinks and the noise is like.
I think the closest awkward. I can relate to that is every once in a while there's like a song and it has a siren in it. And
then
when
exactly.
I'm listening to my music, I'm like, I'm being arrested.
Yeah. That is the worst. You look over in your rearview mirror and you're like, where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you? What did
I
do?
Weezer has that in Greatest Man That Ever Lived. And the first time I heard that song, I think I nearly peed myself.
I just don't stop.
That's okay.
You got talking to the microphone.
Oh, I just don't stop.
I had a really bad moment with my alarm at my parents' house.
What happened?
I was home by myself. I had people over, so obviously there was fun to be had beforehand. Yep. And so then...
Wait, did you get the invite?
No, I didn't.
Did you get the invite?
Oh, this was like...
Was this years what I was assuming?
I would hope
Andrew
so.
Would invite us.
Okay. So sure. I'm in my parents' house. It's dark. The night is winding down. I'm like, I'm going to shower.
With
in the shower
friends
before?
Over?
I'm the only person in my house. So I am ready to jump in, and I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't lock the back door. So being home alone, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to walk out in the nude, towel around, just like go see if the door is closed. Our alarm is very sensitive. So I went to go open the door. The alarm triggers, and our alarm is like, whoop, whoop. And I drop the towel and run for the door.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you had it on
Instagram. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Naked. And then I'm about to open the door. I'm like, I'm about to run outside of my house naked.
You don't see that in movies, though, because they're always covered when they're coming out of the shower. So you did something that you normally don't see. You were butt-ass naked.
Why did you drop the towel?
Yeah.
Well, because I was really scared by the noise.
Oh,
so I was like, ah!
Andrew, please pack it up and go home.
Pretty
He's
much.
Crazy.
Yeah. But I didn't. I probably would have gotten like 5150'd or something if someone saw me on the street.
You would have been arrested for robbing your own house in the nude. Yeah. That's what would have happened.
Hello, 911.
That sounds like a Florida
hit. We have a naked man outside our house.
A naked man outside of his own house.
He seems to be scared. He doesn't have a towel. He seemed to drop it.
Truly a blessed moment.
Was that your lowest moment ever, probably, being naked?
Oh, God, no. There's been way worse.
Well, so we asked our friend Allie to come hang out with us because she said, I want to talk today. I just want to talk.
Yeah, and I haven't really done much of that.
Well, so Allie got to go to the Post Malone concert last night.
I did. Oh, my God. It was so good. First of all, guys, I heard a rumor that Drake was backstage at the concert.
Wow.
And I went back there looking for him, and guess what? I didn't find him, but I found some of his friends that were talking about him very loudly, so.
So you came in here, Allie. You came in here this morning going, hey, Drake was at the show. Bye, Andrew.
He was backstage at the show.
Did you see him?
No, but his friends were there, and they were like, oh, yeah, you're here with Drake, right? Yeah, 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 and like, blah, blah, blah.
So you know what happened?
No, it definitely was
He
happened.
Definitely was not there. He would, no.
No, it definitely happened. He was definitely there rocking out to Post Malone.
But does it matter? Who cares if he wasn't there when you were back there already?
You were already back there, which was pretty cool. But I think if you're Drake's friends and you're not in like the musical sense, but you're more just like friends from growing up and, you know, jobs, connections he has, you use his name wherever you go. Guaranteed he wasn't at the Post Malone show, and they convinced him, just like Scary Jones does. He does it all the time. We know it. Drops Elvis's name. They dropped Drake's name to get themselves backstage at the Post Malone show.
No, I know someone who works there who told me Drake was at the show.
All right.
Hope so.
I just love how, like, Scary will do that for things, though, you don't need to do that.
Right.
Like, Scary's will make a reservation at Applebee's
yep.
and still include Elvis's Stop. Name in the reservation.
We're on the same page. I was about to say Applebee's, too, and then that would have been...
Yes. I don't get why Scary. He did that.
It's
do anything for clout.
It's a thing from time to time. From time to time.
Well, you know, the Post Malone show was, I'm really tired this morning, too, so Diamond and I are not twerking during commercial breaks now.
I know.
Right.
The energy outside.
The energy
of the,
outside is low, but Post Malone was so good. If he's coming to your city, like, get a ticket. The show was so good. He had fireworks.
What do you have backstage?
He had legit fireworks.
What backstage info
can you
tell us? Oh, my
God, backstage. It
sounds like a hazard.
It was catered, this, like, Asian cuisine. Oh, my God, it was delicious.
Asian. Mm.
Yeah, it was like Asian fusion. It was so good. And the night before, they had Olive Garden because Post Malone like asked for it. And so they had like, like they said, 4,000 pieces of like garlic bread or garlic sticks.
Where do they keep all the breadsticks at Olive Garden? That's what
in the freezer.
But that's a big freezer. Let's be honest,
yeah,
Diamond.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah. It's one of Endless... those freezers from like the cartoons where you get locked in the freezer and it's like that big room.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What would everyone's food be if they got to request backstage dining?
Ooh.
Like if
oh,
you...
I know.
You know, Diamond?
Without a doubt.
What would your food be if you were headlining?
Chipotle.
Obviously.
Chipotle. Yeah.
I think
so good.
I think mine would be chilies.
Chilies?
I love chilies.
Come on.
I would want a large platter of the Beyond Beef. dishes.
Stop. They have
no
that.
No one is touching your stuff backstage.
Yeah. No, they
it's
would.
Safe to say.
They just wouldn't know it's fake.
Allie's going backstage and not going, I need this beyond me.
No one would know it's fake.
I actually heard it's really good.
It's good. It looks
sure
like
delicious.
It. You guys would be eating it and been like, that son of a bitch Sam has been lying to us this whole fucking time. Look at her eating this meat.
All right, let's play a game. So Halloween, by the way, mine would have been Wendy's. Spicy.
Wendy's?
Yeah.
Wendy's, you guys are talking about Wendy's?
I'm sorry,
Didn't
Chipotle.
Did someone just get sick from Wendy's?
You Chipotle. Yeah, Nate had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
He had a stroke.
And it was in the drive-thru. It wasn't at Wendy's. It was at Wendy's. It wasn't because of Wendy's. Let's just put that out there.
It was happening well before the order.
Yeah.
Is that really the story?
Yeah, many years in motion on that one. It all came to a head at the drive-thru at Wendy's. All right, so Halloween right around the corner, and obviously known for costumes and candy.
Yes.
So I ask everyone, the country was surveyed. What do you think the number one candy in the world is?
Okay, I think it's Reese's.
Okay, Reese's. Let's get the Jeopardy going. All right, Reese's. Sam says Reese's. Allie.
I think M&M's.
M&M's.
Diamond is allergic to everything.
Snickers.
All right. So, repeat champion many years in. There we go. I'll turn it off. Many years in a row, Reese's peanut butter cups have won, like they always do. 36% of people say Reese's peanut butter cups are their favorite Halloween candy.
Yes.
Number two, not M&M. Sorry, Allie.
Damn it.
What did you say?
I said Snickers.
I thought you said Chipotle.
I would.
No, Snickers is number two with 18%.
Hey.
And then
where do I fall?
M&M's, Allie, third with 11.
Wow.
And then a sad 2%, Tootsie Pops.
Hey, we got the top three, which is pretty
you
good.
You got the top three, yeah.
I forgot Tootsie Pops were a thing at all. I'm going to be perfectly
honest. Like candy corn, but that's like seasonal, not like, you know.
Have you tried candy corn?
I've tried it.
I love candy corn. I love those candy pumpkins.
I hated it at first, so growing up, I always thought it was like just, I didn't taste it. I just judged the book by its cover and said, that looks disgusting. They're freaking marshmallows, pretty much.
Not really. The texture gets to me. I'll take two bites and I'll be like, that's enough. I'll see you next year.
You get after the hard shell, that top bite, then you, it's like marshmallow.
Well, that's why I like the pumpkin version of it, because you bite into that pumpkin.
It's like a stale marzipan. That's how I describe the texture.
What the?
It's stale marzipan.
What is this?
You don't know what marzipan is?
No.
No one in here? I'm alone?
What is that?
Oh my God, my grandpa used to get me marzipan little candy every Easter.
You need to show me.
I can't even describe
even
it.
Like a peep. That is.
No. Oh my God. It's.
Is it the
I wish everybody could see how mad Sam is right now.
No, I'm at a loss. Like, think about if someone's never tried watermelon before and now you have to describe watermelon. Like,
oh my God, I hate watermelon.
But I just mean this is its own thing. I don't know how to describe it to you people. It's really sugary and it's kind of chewy, but not really. Like, you bite through it. It's almost like a sugar dough. I don't know how to tell people.
I feel like we're playing charades.
Yeah, it's not. Peeps are much softer, and they're like marshmallowy. This is not. This has a density to it.
Are you talking
about
candy
corn? Will you bring some in for us?
No, but I gotta. I'll try and find some good marzipan. Most of it's crap. Yo, my grandpa got that good shit. He had the hookup.
Really?
Yeah, that Italian knew where to go. Oh my God, I'm so upset.
I just love how like shocked you were. Do we all have that one thing too? Like that?
It's marzipan
that everyone knows, but you feel like everyone knows, but doesn't.
Oh God!
Apparently, it's
marzipan. I have never felt more alone in my life.
Feel free to hit Sam up if you are a marzipan fan and let her know that she is not the only one on an island.
I need to find you guys some fucking marzipan right now. Where do I find?
Well, you know what's funny? The way you're trying to describe it is how I feel like I describe things to my 4-year-old now. It's like I'm talking to an alien for the first time, where he's like, "Dad, how does a phone work?"
You all are
and I'm
4.
Like, well, you push, like, it's hard trying to describe things when you like use them every day.
Yeah,
feels like I'm talking to a little alien, like who's just come down to Earth for the first time. He goes, "What's a drive-through?"
Oh, that's so cute.
And I'm like, "Well, the car goes through." He goes, "Where does the car come from?" And I'm like, "Stop!
We just drive."
I'm gonna make a terrible parent one day.
I feel like he's a detective already at 4 years old, but he's also an alien because he doesn't understand what these things are in life. And I'm like, ugh! So you know, marzipan's gonna be on the list. If I go home today and he goes, "I was listening to the podcast, Dad. what's marzipan? I'm screwed.
Well, so. He's going to be advanced because you guys don't even know what it is yet.
Yeah.
It says it's, okay, so it says the main ingredients are sugar and almond meal, but that doesn't describe the taste or the flavor.
I can't have it today.
I can't have almonds.
You guys are allergic to a lot. Sorry, between the two of you. And Garrett, it probably has gluten in it. So again, I am allergic. Yeah.
That's why we don't know, Sam.
Whatever. Yo, where are my Italians at? Oh my God, I'm so upset.
Hit Sam up. Let her know that you too love marzipan.
Grandpa Santo, I'm thinking of you. Everyone's
you know what's going to happen?
What? No,
it's
don't
gonna
haunt
pop
me.
Up, like, there's going to be Instagram ads for marzipan now, all because we've been talking about it.
No, I want to get... Only hit me up if you have marzipan and it's good. None of that bullshit. That
and I challenge
have.
Anyone who is listening to this right now, as you are getting ready for work, school, whatever, wherever you're going in the day, and you're eating marzipan as you're listening to us talk about marzipan, send us that picture.
It's marzipan!
That would be great.
It's a thing!
Is it marzipan or marzipan?
Marzipan!
Marzipan.
Not marzipan, that's a girl.
Marzipan.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.